USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said to have one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The president was asked about the Mueller report before leaving for Michigan.
It's a disgrace what happened. This was a terrible thing that was put onto our country.
President Trump also has an update regarding money being cut from Special Olympics.
I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
The first lawsuit was filed against Boeing that was tied to the deadly Ethiopian plane crash. The suit was filed on behalf of the family in a Chicago U.S. federal court. The suit says Boeing had defectively designed the automated flight control system of the 737 MAX planes. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 92 points to close at 25,717. The NASDAQ and S&P were also in positive territory. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSIP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says that lawmakers should investigate former President Obama, suggesting that he could have played a role in the year-long Russia investigation that concluded over the weekend. The Kentucky Republican also tells Fox News,
I believe that the dossier, you know, had been held by the FBI for several months. You know, Brennan starts his little group to investigate it. I believe at that time they did talk to President Obama about it, and I think they should all be asked, when did President Obama learn about this, and what was his recommendation? He's in charge of the government.
President Trump will visit Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, this is his first trip to Western Michigan since he was sworn into office, and the president's first public comments in a campaign-style rally since the Mueller report was released. This Trump supporter tells WOOD-TV that he's excited to see the president.
I like traveling around to see where President Trump goes. It's always a great time meeting great people. I left right after work at about 11 p.m. and haven't slept since yesterday morning, so I'm dedicated to this.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Congress is asking questions about the certification process of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in the wake of two deadly crashes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
At a Senate hearing, the FAA said it's changing the way new planes are reviewed. FAA Acting Administrator Dan Elwell was questioned by senators about the failures that led to the two crashes. He promised changes.
I want to assure you and everyone else that the FAA we'll go wherever the facts lead us in our pursuit of safety.
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar wanted to know how the FAA's approval process allowed the 737 MAX to fly with a new anti-stall system that wasn't disclosed to pilots. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It was a somber White House ceremony as President Trump awarded the family of an Army staff sergeant killed in Iraq the Congressional Medal of Honor. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
31-year-old Travis Atkins was trying to subdue a terrorist when he was killed. Mr. Trump explained Atkins turned himself into a human shield.
Travis wrapped his arms and his entire body around him and threw him to the ground away from his troops who were right next to him. He put himself on the top of the enemy and he shielded his men from certain death. The terrorist detonated his suicide vest and Travis was instantly killed.
I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.